This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. During his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi to offer his obeisance. The Prime Minister will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is also scheduled to address the gathering during the program. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. During the program, Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment of PM Kisan, amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees, to support 9 crore farmers across the country. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
Coimbatore, the Manchester of South India, as it is favourably called, has been decked up for today's summit. Traffic diversion has been announced in the arterial Avinashi Road at Coimbatore. The road will be closed from 12 noon to 4 p.m. It is to be noted that the total of India's export is pegged at rupees 2,43,042 crore, according to 2024-25 analysis released by the government. Tamil Nadu stands third in the country in agricultural production with 9.18% according to the 2023-2024 statistics. This summit also has agri-related experts to share the knowledge and experience in increasing production and exporting the food products from the country. Joy for Akashwani from Coimbatore.
In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Sadiqi, chairman of the Al Falah Group, under Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi yesterday, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. The investigation has revealed that large amounts of proceeds of crime have been generated. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will open tomorrow with a vibrant cultural parade celebrating India's cinematic legacy. The festival will be held in Panji, Goa from the 20th to the 28th of this month, bringing together guests and filmmakers from over 80 countries and showcasing more than 270 films from India and abroad. More from our correspondent.
IFFI is a dream weaver celebration where the flicker of the projector becomes a heartbeat, a mosaic of countless stories converging under one sky. Spanning across five main venues in Goa, in these 8 days, every screening is a voyage, from the silent tremor of unspoken longing to the roar of a revelation, from the indigenous pulse of Indian panorama to the distant echoes of world cinema. Workshops, masterclasses, film bazaar markets, each an invitation to the curious, the bold, the heart-hungry creators. The festival's purpose holds steady: to provide a common platform for filmmakers of the world to project their excellence in film art, promoting friendship and cooperation among people of the world. The silver screen invites us to dream, to remember, to feel. And as the curtains fall, the light lingers in our minds. This is Saira Mujtaba with Adarsh Kumar, Panji, Goa.
In cricket, India A marched into the semi-finals of the Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 tournament with a 6-wicket win over Oman in their final Group B match at the West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha, Qatar yesterday. After deciding to field first, the Indian cricket team restricted Oman to 135 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, India A chased down the target with confidence, reaching 138 for 4 in 17.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.